I'm Sean Crawford. The Illinois Senate Tuesday followed the lead of the Illinois House, passing an education funding package, sending it on to Governor Bruce Rauner, who has indicated he will sign it into law. Our education desk reporter Dusty Rhodes now joins me. And Dusty, people are calling it historic, monumental. Put into perspective how big of a deal this is.
The thing that makes it different is that this fight goes back so many years. Most of my stories have been about Andy Menard, Will Davis, Jason Berrickman. But when you hear those guys talk, and I should say Andy Menard is the state senator from Bunker Hill, Will Davis is the state rep from Homewood, Berrickman is from state senator from Bloomington. That's two Democrats and a Republican I'm talking about. But when you hear them speak, you know, they're thinking Art Berman, Vince DiMuzio, James Meeks, people from past legislatures. It's just taken a really major effort. It's a huge system it's like, you know, turning around the proverbial aircraft carrier. It's just really taken a huge effort.
So who gets credit for this in the end?
All of those guys. Senator Kim Lightford was a big part of it, and a brigade of citizen, you know, superintendents and teachers. And but I'll tell you who's taking credit. I woke up this morning to an email from the governor's office listing his public appearances. We get these emails every morning at 5, and today he's going to go visit 3 schools. So I can only imagine that he's doing a victory lap of sorts. I think the last time I heard him at a school in person, he was railing against the Chicago bailout and Michael Madigan, Speaker of the House. The Chicago bailout was the portion of the school funding bill that the Democrats had put forward that he just said was toxic. He couldn't, you know, absolutely had to go. The compromise bill that passed gives CPS more money than it would have gotten under SB1. And that compromise was negotiated by the four, you know, the four leaders, which one of those is Michael J. Madigan. And actually, the governor thanked Mike Madigan in his statement when it passed the House. So it'll be interesting to see what he says today, but of course he'll be talking to school, you know, a school. So
now, the governor did have a funding advisory commission that he appointed that did meet quite a bit last year. You mentioned those that got credit. Does he get any credit for that?
Yes, absolutely. I think that brought the understanding level of the current crop of legislators way up. Yeah, I think that helped a lot. It got to a lot of, you know, bipartisan consensus on some major issues.
And the governor, he vetoed that original bill that had been approved. Did he get what he wanted in the end with the compromise?
The compromise worked out by the four leaders did not include anything that he asked for in that amendatory veto. As far as I can think this morning on one half a cup of coffee. He had these big sweeping changes to how property tax calculations, I don't want to go into acronyms at this hour of the morning, how those get factored into school resources. He didn't get that. He had a trigger in there that would penalize school districts when they lose enrollment. He didn't get that. There was a pension cost shift that he didn't get that either. His amendatory veto was put up for a ceremonial vote in the House, and no one voted yes, not one person. So it was sort of just different enough from what had been discussed by his own commission that it's made everyone realize we're going to have to come up with a different plan, and that's what led to the compromise.
That's our education desk reporter, Dusty Rhodes. Lawmakers in the Senate approving that education funding package yesterday. The House had done so the day before. The governor's indicated he will sign it. That will mean that schools, most of those now open in the state, will be able to get funding from the state of Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford.